Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Galatians 4. What I am saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave, although he is the owner of everything. He is subject to guardians and trustees until the date set by his father. So also, when we were children, we were enslaved under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive our adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, you are also an heir through God. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and worthless principles? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that my efforts for you may have been in vain. I beg you, brothers, become like me, for I became like you. You have done me no wrong. You know that it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. And although my illness was a trial to you, you did not despise or reject me. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. What then has become of your blessing? For I can testify that, if it were possible, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemies by telling you the truth? These people are zealous for you, but not in a good way. Instead, they want to isolate you from us, so that you may be zealous for them. Nevertheless, it is good to be zealous, if it serves a noble purpose, at any time, and not only when I am with you. My children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you, how I wish I could be with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, do you not understand what the law says? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. His son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born through the promise. These things serve as illustrations, for the women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children into slavery. This is Hagar. Now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present-day Jerusalem because she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren woman who bears no children. Break forth and cry aloud, you who have never travailed, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. At that time, however, the son born by the flesh persecuted the son born by the Spirit. It is the same now. But what does the Scripture say? Expel the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son. Therefore, brothers, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman. This is God's word. Paul's plea to the Galatians continued in this chapter, and it was a very anxious plea. To Paul, following the law is like being under someone else's control as a child or even a slave would be. We saw that in verses 2 and 3. By contrast, believing in Christ is like being fully adopted as an adult son, as we saw in verses 4 through 7. In Christ, we are free and equipped to know and love God. So why would anyone choose following the law over believing in Christ? To do that would make you like a miner again, as we saw in verses 8 through 11. Instead of having all the wealth, blessings, rights, and privileges that an adult heir would have and would receive from his father, it's like choosing to be Ishmael instead of Isaac, as we saw in verses 24 through 31. Nobody would make that choice. But that's what subjecting yourself to the law is, spiritually speaking. Within Paul's explanation about this, he described one of the benefits of believing in Christ. Christ died for our sins so that we might receive adoption to sonship, as verse 5 in the NIV put it. Adoption is such a great metaphor for what God has done for us in Christ. When a couple adopts a child, that child is conferred, that is, credited, with all the rights and privileges that a natural-born child has. In the same way, by adopting us in Christ, God gives us the same status of sonship as Christ himself. But status is not something we experience, at least not in this life. If we're going to relate to God as his sons, we need more than just status. So God did something else for us so that we could benefit from our status as sons in this life. As Paul put it in verse 6, because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. The reason why we can experience assurance of our salvation is that we have the Holy Spirit within us. And the Holy Spirit speaks truth to us about our relationship to God as his sons, now in Christ. The reason we can pray in faith that God hears us is that the Holy Spirit within us calls out to him. This gives us hope for a future eternity with God, as verse 7 put it. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are God's child, God has made you also an heir. Christ promised an inheritance to us in his eternal kingdom. That inheritance comes from the status we received as a gift of grace from Jesus. So remember who you belong to and who you are now in Christ. You are now a son of God, adopted, yes, but that adoption gives you all the benefits and privileges that Christ himself, the only begotten of God, has. Let that encourage you today. Let it stabilize your faith, and let it give you strength to call out to God for whatever you need in prayer. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, to receive these for free in your email by submitting your email address. Again, this is completely free, and you can always unsubscribe, so there's no risk. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you'd like to support my work, go to dailypbj.com/support. And please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.